Hey, this is the Board of Listers for the town of Guilford, grievance hearings. In attendance, Steve Sosinski and Sean Murphy as listers, Lisa Barry as, what's my title?
Assessor.
Assessor clerk. And in grieving, we have Kim
Frost.
Frost from Borowski Road.
Okay, let me add, it's June 23rd, 2025, and the time is 3:55. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta love the government.
I know.
Okay, so we've gotten your your email letter and everything like that. Thank you.
Yep. Sorry it was so late.
It's okay. We just needed to have it by 3.
No, I know. So thank God she called me because I totally forgot. So she did let me know.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot. So it was so good that she called me.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I was just going to bring it. So it was really good.
Good.
Yeah. So do you want me to start?
Yes, please.
So I think the biggest thing here is the sizable increase that we're looking at for 1 year. That is just completely undoable. I understand what happened. I mean, Lisa, you and I spoke, and Jill, when we found out that the taxes were going up as much as they were, so we were kind of waiting for this process. We bought the house May of last year. The taxes were not about $9,000. Then they went up, and I know you had looked at the listing and updated the value of the house. So then when we got our new tax bill, I guess, because the mortgage company called us and said we didn't have enough money in escrow. I don't know how that happened, but now we're looking at 15,000. That's a 60% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we just cannot do that. Like, we bought the house, budgeted, like we went over budget on the house, but we were like, oh, the taxes are okay. We're going to be in current use. We didn't have the extra 8 acres, which we know was de minimis, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it really didn't even, you know, make that big of a difference.
No,
I think they paid like $12 for
it was very minimal.
For the 8 acres, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, I did just want to point out that the house was updated in 2012, I think. So you're looking at, you know, current pictures, but, you know, it looks nice, but things are breaking. It's not like, you know, we got the use of things since 2012 that now we're having to pay the tax on. I get it's our problem. We bought the house. I get it. I know how that whole thing works. But I just, the process of pulling a listing and then updating taxes, assessed values based on that, I feel like it's really backhanded and I don't like it. It's not fair. No one told us that was happening. Would it have stopped us from buying the house? I don't know. I mean, we're at the max end of what we can afford right now. And now I'm looking at 15,000. My mortgage went up to $5,000 a month to pay back. That is, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but we cannot do that. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that the house's value is not what it is. Because, I mean, I don't even really understand how you guys do house value to land value and stuff like that. So I'm not 100% sure what exactly the house value is.
We can discuss that here because everything that you're asking about is
okay.
Right on this piece of paper.
Okay. But I mean, if we come to the, I know when I called you, you said if you want to come and tell me that, come with a number that you think your house is worth.
Well, and again, what I keep talking about is property.
Right.
We go for
right,
the whole
but
property.
For the whole
yeah.
thing,
yep.
Right. And I think we got a fair price. So I'm not, so then if we're doing that, then I guess we're not I'm not grieving the house.
The value of the property.
The value of the whole property. What I'm grieving is the idea that I'm getting a 60% increase in 1 year. And is there any way that we can do that over time so I can actually budget to take care of it? I'm not looking to get, you know.
Could you go to this line, right? I'll type it upside down. But
here.
602. Well, except I want you to read it.
I'll turn it back. 602-460.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you go with a 60% increase that you're indicating is from this to this.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was from the 2023 statistical reappraisal. Okay.
Yeah, so we happen to buy it in the middle of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we, you know, it's all a timing thing, and I understand how Vermont works with the April 1 and who's on the, I mean, I get that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it feels victimizing, honestly, to buy a house.
Absolutely.
At not, you know what I mean? I hate to be like that, but.
And part of our discussion earlier was the timing thing. There was somebody last year that was in the same exact boat with, you know, the statistical reappraisal, and they just bought the house and your budget stuff. And did your mortgage payment increase $500 a month, or did it go
more up? Than that? My
right,
mortgage was $2,500,
yeah.
And now it's $4,300.
Right. So part of what's
that's crazy.
Yeah, and part of what's crazy is the mortgage company's algorithms say, oh. We're behind.
Well, but they are. Don't they have to pay by October 15th?
Yeah.
And they've only been putting aside enough for $9,000.
And the other thing that they're going to do.
So they have a shorter period of time. I did do the math.
And they're also taking that, and they're also saying, oh, you're going to get the same jump again.
No, they didn't say that. We did talk to them.
Okay.
And we kind of have an idea, because I really don't even know how much the taxes are going to be for
nobody
next
does
year. Right, I know, because we need the school rate for 7-1.
And then we also need to
the school's actually in.
The school's in?
Yeah.
Early.
Well,
yeah.
It isn't. The town office doesn't have it, but I called the.
Oh, you called him over there.
Yeah, so it's not official.
I called the central office.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it's going to vary, though. So the school tax. There is a decrease of 6.2%
this
year on the
6%?
6.2%.
Decrease. Decrease? That's what Sean's saying. Again, we have no, this is not official because we haven't seen any of it.
Oh my God. If I was working in Brattleboro still, I would be like rolling that out on the flagpole. People are going to be so
well,
happy.
Brattleboro is different. This is Guilford.
Yeah, I know.
Brattleboro,
but
they'll
still
have 1% decrease.
1%?
Yes.
Oh.
Because it has to do with
right,
the CLA.
So better than nothing.
6%.
Yeah.
6%
okay. Degree. So, and again, we can't do our municipal tax rates until after we're finished with grievances and all that other stuff. So that's still a few weeks out.
Well,
but
I don't
expect that to be
this is
something.
Solve
okay.
The problem that you laid out is that, you know, that it's based on taxes. Unfortunately, listers don't really have much to do with taxes. We have only to do with the creation of a value.
Okay.
That's all we do. That's all listers do is create a value. And we do it, Lisa does it, she's extremely experienced, and she does it with a ProVal system.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. So who do I deal with? Then with that, I have no recourse. There's no recourse. I take a 60% increase that I can't afford. Like,
Lisa's gonna say something.
Because that kind of feels really unfair.
It may be, but it doesn't. If I think that one of the things that we talked about a little bit is, you know, the value of your property. And this is after the barn has been part
I understand.
Of it all.
Yep.
It's like $850,000.
Right,
so,
but it went from 602 to 815 before we even put the barn on. Yes. That's what I'm saying. So the big jump.
That has to do with the Stixel reappraisal.
I totally understand that.
Well, my property went up 30-point-something%. All properties. And this is a, what's happening in the state of Vermont is the real estate market is so hot. So people are coming in from out of state, purchasing property way, way, way over assessed value. And what that does is it lowers the CLA, which increases the education tax. That's why Guilford was proactive by doing a statistical reappraisal to try to get our CLA to be stabilized close to one. If it was one, then everybody in the district would pay the district rate. And we're just a little bit below it, so we have, the town of Guilford has the lowest education tax in the district right now because our CLA is.
Yeah, I mean, I get all that, and honestly, I think that's great, and I'm really happy for that, but the idea that a town can do that is not right.
So I've got two things.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So one is, as far as, you know, going for the listing and stuff like that, that's just a way to get an interior inspection. You know what I mean? We had fewer bathrooms, so it wasn't even that we changed a ton of things. But it was just that the layout, again, because we get to, basically, again, an interior inspection. We haven't been in there since Margaret.
I know, because she probably didn't let anybody in. I've heard all the stories.
So, yeah, so there have been some significant changes since we were last in.
I know.
We get an interior inspection. So we do not actually use the numbers that are on the listing, as you can tell, because we're way below the numbers that were in the listing. But we do use the information that we could get.
Well, you're not way below. I paid.
Well, originally,
you know,
the listing was
$8.99.
Yeah, and originally,
yeah, the listing was like for over $1 million,
for
but
over
I did
million.
Not
yeah,
pay
yeah.
that.
So
I paid $8.99.
Right.
Yeah, but it was.
That was pre-barn too.
$8.15.
Correct.
Yeah.
So with the barn,
eight,
it's $8.40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, so we don't follow the numbers of the listing, but we definitely take information about the structures and things like that, because we hadn't been in there.
Yeah, and I had said
so
that. I bet you she didn't let anybody in.
No, yeah,
I know.
Haven't been in, so that was our interior. So that's what, you know, got the changes going. So that's to just discuss that part of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way we actually get interiors in some places.
I get it.
Now, the other thing is to talk about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There is an avenue, it's called tax abatement.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can go put in a request to the treasurer to meet with the BCA for a tax abatement. That is a thing that you can do.
But is an abatement saying that we don't want to pay our tax? Like,
yeah, and I know that it's not exactly what you're talking about.
I don't want to kind of say that. I'm not saying I don't want to pay my taxes.
Yeah, no,
I'm
I get what you're saying, and it's not, there's not really an avenue for what you're specifically saying. But best that we can do is saying, well, you could go for an abatement and, you know, and ask for a portion off of the taxes, you know, from the previous year, which would essentially give you a step. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that might actually be an avenue.
Yeah.
Because then... Because
you're not going to get the taxes off.
No, and I'm not asking that, but maybe a portion for 1 year.
Yeah.
Just to, like, help us bridge to get
to... That's
to,
what I'm saying. It
that's
you
a
that
great
step.
Idea. Okay.
Okay.
So what is that?
So it's... They get...
Is it monthly?
No,
or?
No, it's actually as needed.
Oh.
So it's nothing already scheduled. So what would happen is if you put in a letter to the treasurer asking for an abatement, then the treasurer will reach out to the Board of Abatements, which includes the Select Board, the Justices of the Peace, and the Board of Listers.
Yep.
And so then they have to get enough people together at a date, and then they'll send out and say, okay, we're going to do it on such and such a date.
Yeah, I used to sit on the Board of Abatements in Brattleboro.
So they'll do it on such
and
such a date, and then you get a chance to come and say your thing. And you know that there are certain categories because it has to meet a category.
I know it has to meet one of those four categories.
Right.
I don't remember what they were.
Well, the only one that would apply to you is can't afford to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Because the other ones, like, you know, the property got burned down or, you know.
Right, or, right, you know, got off the sewer system.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or any of those things. I don't think any of those other ones apply. But,
yeah,
but you can look at the categories.
Is it online, the categories?
It is actually, it's actually a state thing. It's a state.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
State.
That's why, yep.
Yeah, and so, yes, you can look at it online for Vermont tax abatement, and it will give you the form of the list of all the things that do apply. And then, so you can look at that. But that is really the, as far as if we're talking about taxes specifically, that's the only avenue that I can possibly come up with for you to be able to, to do that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that actually it wouldn't be a reduction in taxes, it would be...
It would be actually a credit. They would get a credit towards last year's, towards whatever portion of last year's taxes that the abatement board was deemed appropriate.
Yeah, but what kind
of... So it would be a reduction in taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be, yeah, it would be.
It's a one-time thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Yeah. So, you know, so just someone to say, think about it. It's the only avenue that I can come up with. Because there just isn't a step process. It just kind of is what it is. So that's it just kind of effectively makes it into a step.
Yeah, I get it. I guess, you know, if this does anything, it can kind of help you guys to kind of not assess like that.
Well,
like, I know if you haven't been in the house for a while, but if you know the house is on the market, it would probably be really good to tell the people who buy it before they buy it.
Well,
this
that's
a huge increase.
But that's easier said than done, telling the people who buy it before they buy it, because we don't know that they're buying it until they bought it.
I know, but you get the there's got to be a different process, right? Like, if you get the listing, it's on the market for, let's say, 2 months. Like, I mean, right now, things are flying off the market.
Right, I was going to say, some things are sold before I even knew they were on the market.
Right, I know this was on the market for a couple of weeks, so I do know that.
Yeah.
But I do feel that there is a window of time that people do not have to get sideswiped like this.
So how would you suggest we communicate this to a person?
When you are pulling the listing, call the real estate agent. Call the agent. I mean, we all know the agent.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? And I'm sure you know, 80% of them. Call the agent and just be like, we never had this listing. Just let your people know. And then if the agent decides to withhold information, which would be totally illegal, then that's up to them. But
right.
at least people are going in with their eyes wide open.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. It just feels so bad not knowing.
That's a good idea. From my perspective, I always thought it was the agents had this. My perspective was that some of them must know this. Process.
Totally. But they don't know.
There's no permitting in Guilford.
They might not know, though, what houses are older and are not assessed properly.
Well, they kind
you
of
know
have
what I mean?
To because they, one of the things that all the realtors do
right,
they pull the card and they're going to look at the card
right,
and like,
they have to see what they're going to sell it for.
Yeah, so they
yeah.
know that discrepancy is there. There's no deeper than that.
It's a universal problem in the state.
I know.
It's really not the lister's job to make sure that people aren't aware of what the tax implications are going to be. I think people can do it proactively themselves. I got a call this morning where somebody's interested in building a house in Guilford. And so he was inquiring, they were inquiring, of, can you tell me if we build this kind of a house, what
fair.
Our taxes will go up?
I get
that's
that from people
too.
All the time, and I appreciate that like crazy.
Right, right.
Like,
I
looking
agree.
At this.
I could see both sides.
Yeah, so
I
if
can.
People ever do call
yeah.
and ask, totally
yeah.
give them all the information about how they can.
By the
yeah.
same token, before the barn was constructed, if somebody had come in and said, we're going to build a barn approximately worth $40,000 to $50,000, you know, or what would the value be of the barn? then you'd know that that's going to add that money.
Well, we absolutely knew the barn was going to add taxes to us. Yeah. Like that we knew, but we made that decision based on $9,000.
Yeah.
And when you look at this, it, you know, our assessed value only went up like $28,000 because of the barn.
Right.
And that's fine. And we expected that. I knew that. Yeah. I'm talking about the 602 to the 815. Yeah. That was the jump that we did not know. So I'm building a barn on 602.
Right.
Not on 815.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And, but I get you. I mean, there is personal responsibility too. I get that also. Yeah. I just think that we all work to
the situation in Vermont has blindsided a lot of people.
I know it's so wrong though. It's just so wrong.
There's no entity that makes it happen other than the fact that real estate in Vermont is selling way
I know, but when value. But when we know things are wrong, we should want to do better. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I understand. I used to sit on that side of the table too, mm-hmm. so I get it. And
you
I'm not.
In that world?
No, I was the finance director. Oh. So I sat on the board of abatements, and I kind of knew I wasn't gonna have a. I wasn't sure if we were gonna be able to do something with staggering my taxes, the payments.
Mm-hmm. As far as payments go, too, though, is you actually can stagger them. You can make monthly payments.
I know, but it's due. I think that this year, though, will be due on October 15th.
It's due on October 15th.
And it's in my mortgage.
Year, yeah.
That's the problem.
And that's the problem. It's
that's
already
the problem.
Because you got it in your mortgage.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't in your mortgage.
Yeah, I know. Then I could do it monthly.
Yeah.
I know, but it's still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
this is a squeeze, which will alleviate itself a little bit as time goes on.
Well, in another year or two, when we pay off our barn, I mean, I would have made very different decisions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that when we know a system is broken, just saying that, but it's broken all over is kind of it doesn't feel good to the, we're here, I love it, it is what it is, but it would be better if there was not that big of an increase. That's huge.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
All right. So, anything else we can answer or talk about?
Nope, that was it. Thank you.
We appreciate your coming in, actually.
Yeah.
It's really good to hear from a whole nother, what's happening to them. Because one of the things, the most important thing we have to do as listeners is make a level. Have no discrepancies. It should be everything is valued on similarities. Trying to make everything even. So.
Yeah, and I totally get that, and I totally agree. I feel we all should want to pay our fair share of taxes so the town can operate and do what it has to do. So I get it.
So before you go, next steps. You will receive a results of grievance letter.
Telling me, too bad for you.
That has to be discussed. If you agree with it, you have nothing that you need to do.
If
you disagree with it, you can reach out again and go for a BCA hearing with the Board of Civil Authority. And so that's it with, that's
Thank
the end
you.
Of,
that's
the
my,
next,
that's my process.
That's your process. And again, go look at the Board of Abatement stuff and see if you feel that might fit to build in your step.
Yeah.
So, I recommend that. And then you would be reaching out. I mean, I could help you with that or you could reach out directly to our treasurer.
Yeah, let me talk to Jill.
Yeah.
And,
have a chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I just want to make sure that you knew what your next
step is. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm sure I'll be in the letter too, right?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Thanks,
too.
Kim. Nice to
yes,
see you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And,
all right, have a good day.
You have a good day, too.
All right.
Okay,
stay
we
cool.
are closing
yeah.
this hearing. Recording is going off at 4:18.
The Lister's office is now opening a grievance hearing for property parcel number 375.1. on June 23rd, 2025. In attendance are Steve Zasinski, Sean Murphy, and Lisa Berry. We are going to be looking at the letter that was sent by the property owner, Joseph Minns, for the property that I just mentioned on 375.1. And the address is 1543 Broadbrook Road, Guilford, Vermont. And I will now read the letter that Joseph sent to the listers on June 23rd, Monday, June 23rd, 2025 at 2:53. Dear assessment officials, I am writing to formally contest the current property assessment for the above referenced property, which I believe contains a significant error that has resulted in an overvaluation of my property. Issue description. According to town records, my new cabin is currently listed as a 1,000 foot square foot bungalow. However, the actual size of the structure is 504 square feet. This represents a substantial discrepancy of 496 square feet, approximately 50% overstatement of the actual size. This is also a shared well, and the cabin has uninsulated 3-inch wood walls, making this at best a 3-season cabin. The requested action, given that the assessed square footage is nearly double the actual size, I respectfully request that the property record be corrected to reflect the accurate square footage of 504 square feet. The property assessment to be recalculated based on the correct dimensions. Appeal request. I formally request a reassessment of this property. I am available at your convenience at. So that is the letter as written to the town of Guilford, Lister's office, by Joseph Ernest Minns. And that's the conclusion of the letter. Any discussion?
Does anybody have any questions about what he wrote or anything like that? I think that we should go into closed meeting at this point to discuss.
Yeah, you could discuss a little bit how the error was actually happened.
Yeah, so with the sketch in the program, the dwelling was drawn twice, doubling the square footage. So
yeah,
and that's yep. And so that was discovered this afternoon and can be addressed.
Yeah, and the listers feel it's unfortunate that happened, but it's an error that did happen, and we apologize.
And it will be corrected.
And it will be corrected.
Okay.
Perfect.
Ready for closed meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Closing.
It is now 4:35, and I didn't say the time that I opened.
Oh, opened at 4:31.
Yeah.
Thank okay. You. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Good afternoon. This is a Lister's grievance hearing, and present at the Guilford Town Office are the two listers, Steve Zasinski and Sean Murphy, and Lisa Berry, the assessor clerk. And we are discussing parcel number 375.1, address of 1543 Broadbrook Road. Today's date is June 23rd, 2025. The time of the start of the meeting is 4:37. And we have received a letter from the property owner by the name of Joseph Mins. And it is, I will read the letter that he sent to the assessment officials as he identifies the listers in the town of Guilford. I am writing to formally contest the current property assessment of the above referenced property, which I believe contains a significant error that has resulted in an overvaluation of my property. Issue description. According to town records, my new cabin is currently listed as a 1,000 square foot bungalow. However, the actual size of the structure is 504 square feet. This represents a substantial discrepancy of 496 square feet, approximately 50% overstatement of the actual size. This is also a shared well, and the cabin has uninsulated 3-inch wood walls, making this, at best, a 3-season cabin. Requested action. Given that the assessed square footage is nearly double the actual size, I respectfully request that the property record be corrected to reflect the accurate square footage of 504 square feet. The property assessment be recalculated based on the current dimensions. Appeal request. I hereby formally request a reassessment of this property. Sincerely, Joseph Ernst Mins, property owner. Thank you. So, is there any discussion about this property this time?
Yeah, I'm just going to say that when...
Could you identify
yourself? Sorry, this is Lisa Barry, assessor. When I drew this property in the system, somehow the first drawing disappeared. I redrew it. Apparently, it was in there twice. Fortunately, talking to Mr. Mins on the phone prior to grievances, this was discovered. And so one of the buildings that's in there twice just needs to be deleted to correct the error.
Excellent.
Yeah, sounds good to me. This is Sean Murphy. And, errors do happen sometimes. We don't like to see them. And we're always eager and willing to make changes to reflect accurately the current conditions on the property. So, thank you very much.
Okay, time to go into closed meeting for discussion.
And it is now 4:37. Oh, I'm sorry, 4:42. Good afternoon. This is the grievance hearing of the Guilford Listers. In attendance is Steve Zasinski, a lister for the town of Guilford. Myself, Sean Murphy, lister for the town of Guilford, and Lisa Barry, our assessor clerk of the town of Guilford. It is June 23rd, 2025, and it is 4:45 at this time. And what happened is we received a letter from a property owner in Guilford. The property in question is parcel 535. The address is 2802 Stage Road, Guilford, Vermont, 05301. The letter that received from the property owner, whose name is Brian Link, is dated June 18, 2025. And the letter reads as such. Dear listers, on June 16th, we received our 2025 change of appraisal notice and would like to proceed with a formal written agreements. The change does not accurately reflect the removal of a 2-acre home site, which is now enrolled in the current use. The property record card continues to value this land far higher than the value assigned to land that it is in current use. Thank you for your time and consideration. Best, Brian and Stacy Link. So is there any discussion about this letter from the people present?
This is Lisa Berry. I'm going to just say that one thing that people also need to understand is that when people are in current use, there are multiple values for each acre in current use. There's a market value and there's a current use value. And the people get taxed on the current use value, not the market value. So there could be, for example, a house site or a vacant house site that's in current use, and they will not get taxed on the higher value of the house site, of the vacant house site. They would get taxed on the acreage that current use value. So just for people's future understanding how that works. And then the listers will have to meet in closed meeting and discuss any further process.
Sounds good. Any other comments?
Nope. This is Steve Szczynski. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, Steve. Well, it seems like we're about ready to go into a closed session where we will consider the request of the grievance, and the time now is 4:48.
And I'm going to add on just a little bit that this was the final of the three grievances that we have received for today's grievances. So I would like to adjourn this meeting fully at this time.
All in
favor? Aye.
Aye, aye.
I don't get a vote.
You don't get a vote. Well.
Okay.
Good. Thank you very much. That concludes the grievance hearings
for 2025.
2025.